Good morning. This is Destiny in Various Aspects coming to you live once again. Today is Friday, May the 29th, 2020. And if you're like me, as the rest of the world is across the country, we have been in a stay-at-home order. And like me in the rest of the country, the economic is about to open back up. And that means what? That means beauty salons, barbershops, which were non-essential, restaurants, which was not essential, are opening back up. But with parameters that's supposed to go according to what the CDC is saying, 6 feet. So like for the barbershops, because my brother is a barber, he has appointments. They can no longer wait in the establishment where he works at. What they have to do is come exactly at the time that they come for their appointment. Now, the barbers, because they will be over top of the patrons, patrons must have masks on, but the barbers must have masks as well as gloves. This is now our new normal. And because this is now our new normal, I believe that, you know, sometimes when I look at different videos, different people have different opinions. Of course, they have different opinions because according to them, in the way that they think, in the way that they are processing the information that is given to them, and I'm going to put it just like that, they are processing the information that is given to them in the way that they have understanding. See, a lot of people think that the mass is supposed to think as all things are supposed to be. But you need to understand according to what makes sense for you and yours, but not inflict your opinion upon others. You get that? Not to inflict your opinions upon others. That's what a lot of people like to do. They like to put their opinions upon you and say, well, didn't I say this is what it was and this is how it's going to be? Mind you, the way things turn out for you and yours is an individual walk. It is not a collective walk. Collectively, we stayed at home to lessen the number of cases, but in actuality, because you had things that was essential, people were still going out. People were still going to the grocery stores. People were still doing their everyday normal activities. When they was doing their everyday normal activities, they were not taking the precautions that was stated that they should take. Because, you know, they said, well, everybody has a virus. Yes, everybody has a virus. Everybody has antibodies. You are born with a variety of things inside of your body. Yes, you are. But there are certain things that will actually activate those things that's inside of your body. One thing that I like to do for myself is take my stress level almost every day. You notice I said almost every day. There's sometimes I do not put my finger on the back of my phone to take my stress level, but it's okay. Why is that okay? Because sometimes you don't need to always be so like a vulture looking for dead meat. Sometimes the issues that we carry around are dead, but we poke life into it because we start to worry. Those dead issues are already dead, but when we start to worry, we're poking life back into it. Life back into a dead situation. And when we have a dead situation, you gotta tend to wonder to yourself. You have to ask yourself this. Why is it that you still are trying to put life in it? Do you think that there's something that needs to still occur? When a situation is dead, a dead is dead. There's not much that you can do with that situation. You ain't gonna breathe no good life into it. No, you're not. You will not breathe any good life into it. Not one bit. But when we do actually breathe life into an issue that is just on life support. It's not dead. It's just on life support. It's the parts that are good, the parts that are going to move you to the next level that you pretty much forgot. And you just need to make sure that the sun is hitting it, that the proper amount of nutrients are coming. And day by day, you will see the growth, because it might have been on life support, but we just needed to give it the right nutrients in order for life to begin again. Yeah, that's exactly what that is. So in this COVID-19 era, be mindful of, excuse me, the thing that makes sense for you and yours. Be mindful of how you are walking, and be mindful that those that are much older than you need to hear your voice, need to say, hey, I missed you. I was thinking about you. And because I was thinking about you, I just thought I'd reach out and just make sure you was okay. A lot of times we forget that one day when if we keep on living, we're going to be those older people. And you don't want to just have that older. You don't want to be that one where nobody feels comfortable to reach out to you because of the way you're walking right now. So that's why I say, just be mindful. Don't try to breathe life into a dead situation. But if it's on life support, feed it the right nutrients. That could be just by reaching out, just saying I love you. Just saying that, you know what, I know I may have said some things that didn't make any much sense. But because I said those things that didn't make much sense, just please forgive me. And please, don't ever, if somebody says I'm sorry, take it for where they at. Take it for where they at. For real. When we put people on pedestals, we will get disappointed. Not only will we be disappointed, we will bring about a series of things that does not need to come towards our door. And when you are open to what the universe has for you, guess what? You are starting to align yourself so that you will walk in abundance. Not only abundance, but it's going to clear away those spots that are sore for you. And you'll start to heal. And you won't be looking at the world in jaded shades. It's just screwed and skewed. And by being skewed, it's not a clear picture. But it's a picture that you can kind of make out. But if you make it out, there, you know, you may make a movement to the left too far or a movement to the right too far. So just try to make sure that you are understanding exactly where you're at. Start to be aligned with the universe, and the universe is my God. Yes, all is well. There's things that we must do in order for us to be well. But as we do those things, we will begin to grow. We will begin to see a manifestation of what is for us. What is for us. And you know, like I told y'all, back in March of 2019 is when I began this journey. And I really want to thank those that challenged me. And most people don't understand what a challenge actually means. It's not a put down. It's not. Really, truthfully, a challenge is to actually get some edges that was kind of rounded, defined. Yes, rounded but defined.
when you have those edges are defined, then you understand exactly what is your next step. A lot of times we go through life with woulda, shoulda, couldas and blaming others for why things are not happening the way we want them. And it's an all or nothing, or no one does this for me. Why is it that you are dependent upon others? And I'm going to say it just truthfully, because others do not have anything to do with your happiness. You are solely responsible for your happiness. Solely responsible for your happiness. And you notice I use the word blame, no one, everything, all or nothing, black or white. All of those things are negative thinking. Negative thinking. And you wouldn't even think it's negative, because you say, well, it's all or nothing. What's wrong with that? But guess what? You need to have shades of gray. There should be some flexibility in your life, not only in your life, but in the way that you walk. Sometimes if you turn to the left and it's not quite straight, look around. We are truly walking around with blinders on, truly, truly walking around with blinders on. And why are we walking around with blinders on? Because we don't want to be distracted. True. You don't want to be distracted. But you miss the opportunities that may be on the side of you. Or it's around. It's a, when you're driving, you have to use that big glass in the front to make the right movement while you're driving, correct? And because of that, if you don't, use all of the mirrors that's available to you, to the side, to the front, and sometimes even the back when you are backing up, you have to use all of those mirrors in order to make the correct movement, right? So why is it that you think you're supposed to walk around with blinders on and never know exactly what's going on around you? If you remember, sight versus seen. It is just, this is just a continuation of that. Why? Because as you get more clear, as you understand what the alignment is, you really will start to draw what's for you. You can look at somebody else's success and say, I should have had that. Really? Do you understand? Do you truly understand what it is that they had to go through to get to that? Do you even have the gumption? Do you have the stick-to-itness to understand that you gotta do what you gotta do? Babies, it's truly not good to be envious of others' success. Celebrate their success. Celebrate their success. Celebrate their success. And in celebration, when your time comes, others will celebrate you. Others will definitely celebrate you. Today, after we had some rain last night, the sky is blue with shades of little pink and white. The wind is nice and mellow through the trees. You can tell because the leaves are moving ever so gently. But in spite of everything that we go through, we understand how it's important to be grateful in this moment, in every moment. Don't be so much in a rush that you rush through a moment. Learn to savor the moments. If you learn to savor the moments, you won't have no regrets. None whatsoever.
And that's what I think with a lot of people. A lot of regrets are holding them in a spot of hurt, a spot of pain, a spot where they can't see anything good. Everything is bad. Well, I see good even in the midst of something bad coming my way. Why? Because it just puts me, it recalibrates me. It really does recalibrate me. And as I'm being recalibrated, the things that no longer work for me or work with me in that person, I understand exactly where you're at and I understand where I'm at. Because I'm not, you know, expecting understanding from the person because of the simple fact I have no control over them. I just know how to move accordingly with you. And harmony suits me. It may not suit you because you may want continue conflict. But that's not how I'm going to walk with you. And that's how we have to learn to be with people. If they are in a continuum of conflict, we're going to make sure that we are good. What is it that I learned from why that conflict came to me? What is it that I need to maybe prune, maybe to dispose of? What is it that I need to write? Because sometimes, just like I said before, your vision could be skewed a little bit. And then once we understand exactly where it is and how we need to correct ourselves, then we move accordingly. We move accordingly. That is a true, true statement. That's how we learn to deal with people. We don't stay stuck in their muck and mire. What we do is we, you know, pull them boots up, dust them off, rinse them off with a hose if it's that much muck and mire, if you know what I'm saying. And continue on. Continue on. And as we have the continuance of love in our lives, because we do have love, we love even our enemies. All is well. All is well, loves. So, love. Love completely, deeply, and intently. Love is what we are commanded to do. And in doing so, we will reap a harvest that we will not have room enough to store it all. Love up on somebody who is not expecting it today. Remember, you're going to be that older person one day. Keep living. Love up on a young person because they don't always understand that love doesn't come with conditions. It's unconditional. There's three calls of actions that I would have for you today. If you are truly, truly, truly enjoying this podcast, share with your friends, the ones who would appreciate the content. If you have a comment for me for the content, please leave your comment, leave a voice message, leave whatever it is to tell me what you need to tell me, so that I can continue to give content that is not only edifying, but actually comes to what destiny in various aspects is for this world. And if you would like to support, you can always support in different manners. You can support by sharing, you can support by commenting, you can support monetarily. But your support is something that I definitely, definitely enjoy. So, I hope that you have a wonderful, wonderful weekend. We are in the last days of May, and then it'll be June. What's so exciting about June? What? I'm just letting you know. June, don't tell nobody, but June the 18th
is my birthday. Not only is it my birthday, but on June the 12th, it's my grandson. He will turn one. Awesome. Some awesome stuff there. But y'all be blessed. And y'all just, you know, continue to understand that it's all about you and how you are walking. Be mindful of that. Okay?